The deeper I go, the less interesting it is. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing and the University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. The deeper I go, the less interesting it is. What an interesting statement to make. But it's true. The deeper I go, the less interesting it is. I sometimes, and many of my cohorts, sometimes forget why we are here to live this life experience. We're here to be ourselves and have fun. And, strange as it may seem, we're here to be human. We're not here to be divine. We're not here to be magic. We're not here to be God. We're not here to be whatever we might think we're here for. We're here to be ourselves and have fun. And that's the only thing we're here for. But intellectually, philosophically, we start probing into, why am I here? What is my purpose of being on earth? Am I fulfilling my purpose of being on earth? Am I doing my responsibility in my community, in my world, in my home? Am I an honorable man? Am I an honorable woman? Am I living my life in the way that I am fulfilling my destiny? Well, the deeper I go, the less interesting it is, because I find no destiny there. You might say the destiny is that we are the is, and that we are already fulfilled, and we are already realized. However, we are playing in the script. We are playing the role of not realizing this. We're playing the role of revealing to ourselves, little by little, all the magic that we are. And you see, as we reveal little by little all the magic that we are, we're not getting deep. We're getting very, very open and above it. And as we do this, we are having fun. And as we are having fun, we feel good. And as we reveal more and more of our isness and arrive perhaps at the ultimate oneness of all, when that moment of oneness happens, when we get into that depth of all beingness that we are, we no longer are interested. You might point it out much like this. We are like an individualized drop of water doing all sorts of beautiful things. We may have dust on us, we may have reflections on us, we may have whatever we may have, but we are the one drop of water. And our purpose, if you want to call it a purpose, is to ultimately re-merge, rejoin the allness that we are. Be aware of the allness that we are, and reveal the allness that we are. However, when we reveal the allness that we are, then we are no longer the individualized drop of water. We are in that ocean of allness, and in the ocean of allness, we have no uniqueness. And you say, well, how does that work? Well, that's just the way it is. We have no uniqueness. Once we are the all. If we were the great chaos out of which all things come forth and return, if we were that great chaos, we would be a nothingness. We would be unaware of an individualized form that we may have now. And when we have the individualized form, we find it almost unbelievable to think that we came out of chaos, that we came out of the allness, that we came out of that universal nothingness and that universal allness. The two words just sort of boggle one another. But that's where we are. As we think these thoughts, as we dwell upon these ideas, the deeper I go, the less interesting it is. Because as soon as I reach that point of my allness or my nothingness, what is interesting to a human being on that point of view? And virtually nothing. So what is it that I would like to do? What I would like to do is just to live my life as beautifully, fully, completely, revealingly as I possibly can, and in the process, feel totally one, feel totally peace, feel totally good, not feel the need for probing deeper and deeper and deeper. Because when you probe deeper and deeper and deeper, you get more and more of absolutely nothing. And that does seem to be a ludicrous direction to go. However, you can go deeper and deeper and deeper into the allness and have everything. And when you have everything, you are not aware of any individual thing. You are the allness, or you are the nothingness. You see how these things can be such fun, and yet very unrevealing, unrewarding. Revealing, perhaps, but very unrewarding. So, the deeper I go, the less interesting it is, and I live my life from the point of view that all is now, and I live in the now. This moment is the most fulfilled moment of my entire existence, for it's the only moment I know. I do not know the moment that came before it. I do not know the moment that comes after it. I only know this moment right here and right now. And I enjoy it thoroughly. I enjoy it thoroughly. Won't you join me and enjoy it thoroughly? I love you. I love you. I love you.